Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Les Straker. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Butler. The throw from Butera and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Tabler is walked intentionally. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Straker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gladden hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Newman bunts towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Bernazard covering, for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden moves to third. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Larkin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco strikes out. There goes Bernazard. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Butera strikes out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Newman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Newman moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Newman moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newman tags and scores. Puckett tags and moves to third. One out. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne bunts towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larkin moves to second. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Larkin. The throw from Bando and he is out, Jacoby applying the tag. Gagne moves to second. 2 outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Butera is 0 for 1 in the game. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Franco scores. Tabler goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Twins. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Butler who is chasing the ball. Puckett reaches third base with a triple. Newman goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Puckett tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Berenguer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Hughesman now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernazard moves to third. Franco moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-2 in the game. Butera hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Butera reaches second base with a double. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butera moves to third. Newman moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Butera scores. Newman moves to third. It's 7-3, Twins. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Newman scores. Puckett goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gaetti moves to third. 2 outs. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Vandenberg covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Schatzeder now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder is called out on strikes. 1 out. Chris Bando batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bando hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Butler strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-5, Twins. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Franco is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Franco reaches third base with a triple. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larkin moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Butera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Butera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larkin scores. Gagne scores. It's 11-5, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gladden is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Butera moves to second. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Newman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Newman reaches second base with a double. Butera scores. Gladden goes all the way around to score. It's 13-5, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Newman moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newman scores. It's 14-5, Twins. Mark Davidson pinch runs for Kirby Puckett. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Tom Brunansky. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive towards first. Tabler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 14, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Mel Hall. Al Newman now playing third base. Mark Davidson now playing center field. Steve Lombardozzi now playing SE. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-4 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Castillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davidson. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Thornton scores. Jacoby scores. Castillo goes all the way around to score. It's 14-8 to Twins. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snyder moves to third. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bando is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bernazard is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Keith Atherton now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.